Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse. Join AfriPods today for Africa Podcast Day as they host a series of insightful panels exploring the diverse landscape of podcasting in Africa. The first panel, Creating Space for the Next Generation of African Podcasters, led by Kevin Y. Brown, AfriPods Chief Content Officer and Head of Strategy, features esteemed guests Sylvia Tundui and Gift Israel. In the second panel, Telling Stories in African Languages, Unpacking Slang in Podcasting, experts like Moafrika, Tony Kibet, and Joseph of Sincerely Accra will discuss the influence of language choices on podcast growth. The third panel, Exploring the Vibrant World of Francophone Podcasting in Africa, led by Eric Kawa, celebrates Francophone podcasts with guests Abeja Sinato Saka, Zubido Fall, and Rene Nkowa. And don't miss the fourth panel, the South African Podcasters Guild and its importance to the ecosystem, featuring AfriPod CEO Molly Jensen, Jonathan Banke, and Paul Udias. Subscribe to AfriPods on YouTube and hit the notification bell to catch every moment of the Africa Podcast Day celebration.
Hi, you are listening to the African Podcast Day edition of Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. My name is Awetson Msoni from Zambia, and I'm the co-host of the Underestimated Voices podcast. Our podcast is focused on self-improvement. We're also aiming to amplify the voices of those who are underestimated and empower the unheard. It explores various topics related to personal growth, mindset change, and empowerment, with a specific focus on highlighting the stories and experiences of individuals who may not have their voices heard in the mainstream media. One thing I love about the African podcast is that it amplifies African voices, cultures, and stories. It serves as a bridge connecting diverse communities and cultures, fostering understanding and dialogue through engaging conversations and thought-provoking content. As a new podcaster, one thing that I would want to see is more engagement and also investing into marketing and promotion strategies to increase the visibility and reach of African new podcasters would help attract a wider audience and elevate the industry as a whole. In doing so, it will also help in develop the skills and knowledge in content creation, storytelling, and audio production for the new podcasters. Thank you so much and have a wonderful African Podcast Day.
Alex Sanfilippo, who's into podcasts and runs a podcasting software, recently shared his first ever video about the actively established podcast report for February 2024. He talks about why now is a great time to start your own podcast and shares cool facts and trends in podcasting. Here are some stats he mentioned. The number of active podcasts continue to drop. It was 399,828 in November, but now in February, it's 384,629. Active podcasts from independent interview shows went from 121,233 in November to 113,799 in February, which is 6.13% less. The percentage of podcasters who reach 100 episodes is also dropping, which is the baseline for starting to receive meaningful results. The number of new shows being created has slowed down too. Even though the number of active shows is decreasing, more people are listening to podcasts than ever. So if you're considering starting a podcast and sticking with it, now is a great time. A link to the video is in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Cherish Ogochukwu of Epiphany with Cherish, where I use personal stories and relatable struggles we tend to face as believers to pass a message. And you're listening to African Podcast Day edition of Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. One thing I love about being an African podcaster is the fact that we are unique in our identity. One thing I would love to see improve in African podcasting is more collaboration amongst ourselves. Thank you.
Spotify for Podcasters unveils major updates to enhance creator experience. Partnering with Riverside, creators can now seamlessly record and edit audio and video podcasts within the platform. Legacy creation tools to be discontinued in favor of next-gen innovations. Existing episodes remain unaffected, and this move signals Spotify's dedication to empowering podcasters and expanding their reach. Not everybody's particularly happy about this, though, but conversation for another day.
Hi, I'm Richard Coleman, host of Richie's Talk Zone, a podcast where I talk about pertinent issues and circumstances faced by youths, how to solve them, and to become better individuals. And you're listening to the Africa Podcast Day edition of Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. One thing I love about being an African podcaster is that I am proud to be part of an elite force that is coming to take the podcasting scene by fire. One thing I love to see improve in African podcasting is the creation of more communities that give exposure and encourage networking amongst African podcasters. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Naima of the Witty Nigerian Podcast, and you are listening to the African Podcast Day edition of Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. One thing I love about being an African podcaster is our uniqueness. One thing I'd love to see improve in the African podcasting space is more collaborations.
It's a beautiful day in February, and the sun is shining brightly over the city. As the clock strikes 10, people start pouring into the hub, ready to celebrate Africa Podcast Day. The hub is buzzing with activity, with people signing up for workshops, browsing the merchandise tables, and settling into the cozy listening corners to catch up on their favorite shows. In one corner, a group of friends are engrossed in a podcast marathon, listening to episodes on everything from African history to current affairs. In another corner, a live podcast recording is on the way, with the hosts engaging the audience in an interactive segment. The atmosphere is electric as people laugh and share their opinions on the topic. Meanwhile, in the workshop rooms, participants learn useful skills such as content development, audio editing, and audience engagement. At noon, the panel discussions begin, and podcasters, industry experts, and enthusiasts come together to explore the democratization of the media and the diverse voices shaping the podcasting space on the continent. As the day draws to a close, the hub is filled with the sound of live performances by musicians, poets, and storytellers featured on podcasts. The audience is mesmerized by the magic of live entertainment and the diverse voices and talents showcased through podcasts. As the celebration comes to an end, people leave with a renewed appreciation for the power of podcasting to entertain, educate, and inspire. Africa Podcast Day is a huge success, and everyone is already looking forward to next year's celebration. Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tony Doe Media and is produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.
I'm pretty sure it's Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro, way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Works pierce the air, invading your space, sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era, could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose the fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Doe come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.